Hello and welcome, everyone. You are listening to The Crack. This is the podcast where I ask you, what's the crack? So what's crack? Get in touch. Let us know. Tell us how you're getting on. I hope you're well. I do genuinely hope you're well. I know I always start with that. It probably sounds empty. You know, like when folk are saying, how are you doing? You all right? Nope, I do hope you're well. I'm just playing with the little... I'm just playing with the wee knob thing here on the recording device. So if this sounds off, that's why. I'm trying to get it sorted. Right, so what's going on, guys? How are you? Yeah, I hope you're good. If you're a regular listener, thank you. If you are, you may notice I recorded just a few days ago. About 2 or 3 days ago. 2 days ago, I think. That's because that day was a Sunday. And I have been telling myself I'm going to do an episode a week this year. So I had to get in on the Sunday. I had to get it in. That was the deadline. So it's now the next week. And I thought, right, because I've got work coming up, I'll get it out of the way. So you get them close together. I don't have a set sort of podcast rota. You know, I don't... You know, it's not going to be every Wednesday at 9 o'clock. No, nothing like that. Where I am in life, that is not happening. You're not getting a set podcast rota. So, yeah, you're going to be getting whatever's been going on the past 2 days. So, the previous episode, I think I started by saying that there's not been any bad weather lately. There'd be no significant weather announcements. Well, guys, yesterday, was it yesterday? Could have been the day before. No, that would have been Sunday. When am I? Yesterday was Monday. Yesterday, I woke up to a message in one of the sort of group chats that I'm in, and it was a co-worker who was at that point, well, when she sent the message, I woke up a little bit later, when she sent the message, she was just finishing night shift, so that was about 7:30 in the morning, and, you know, I woke up, this is maybe, you know, it's my day off, so this is maybe 10 to 8. 8:30, maybe 9, a little bit after 9, because it's maybe about 11:20 when I got the text, or the message. It's on Snapchat. And it was her wondering if it had been raining at mine all night. I mean, still raining now, you know, why? Because she had, of course, been awake all night working, and it had been raining non-stop, constantly, same level, just constant downpour. So that didn't sound too bad. And then, you know, I got up, faced the day. No, I had a coffee and showered and such and got dressed. And then Charlotte pointed out, I think the school's closing early. Because, well, we live very close to a school. And, you know, I looked out the window. All right, yeah, yeah. Got the little bastards walking home in the rain. And then... Charlotte has the, you know, she's on the Facebook for the local area. She's on that page. And there was flood announcements. Okay, that seems a little bit drastic, but all right. And then there was photographs put on. And it showed the road outside, like outside my flat. I was like, oh, that's... Well, I've never seen that before. So I went to the front door and I stuck my head out. And see, my flat, obviously it's level. You know, I'm not living in some sort of, you know, the nursery rhyme, the lady that lives in the shoe and everything's like askew and stuff like that. My flat's not level. My flat is flat. I live in a flat. And the pavement outside goes down a little slope because it's on a sort of hill. Not a steep hill, but on a hill. So for it to be flooding on the road outside... That's not good. I've never seen that before. Usually the water runs, but it was properly pooling on the hill. And you could look further up the road and you could see it pouring down because we live near a wee burn. And I'm not sure where you're from, but a wee burn, it's like a stream. So there's a small stream just up the road from our flat, which is behind a wall. You know, for our protection or for its protection, who knows. But that completely burst its banks because the rain had been constant. And then... It just completely flooded the road, but, oh, without sounding like one of these moany old bastards, the local council, apparently, according to Facebook, you know, Facebook court is now in session. The local council apparently didn't clear the drains earlier in the, over the start of the year. So in the middle of the year, apparently in summer or spring or some shit, they're meant to actually clear drains. And, well, apparently they didn't. So instead of the small trickle of rain and, you know, melted snow that they would usually be dealing with when it became sort of substantial, and when the burden burst its banks and all the wee twigs and dead grass and, I don't know, dead cats, whatever fucking flows out of there, it just flooded the drains. So the whole road was completely flooded. Like, it was comically flooded. Like, oh shit, we're stuck. So they got the kids out of the school early because the buses weren't going to get through it, apparently, which I don't understand, because buses are huge and it's not like it was properly, you know, scuba suit worthy of panic. But then we went out for a walk at night. You know, we gave it the whole day, not taking any risks. Stay inside, stay safe. Light the candle, 40 days, 40 nights. Biblical. No, we went out to walk the wee dog, as we do down the road, and there were still cones up and big signs, road closed! And then tonight, again, walking the wee dog, we can see, well, we saw it last night, but I just saw it 10 minutes ago, so it's fresh in my mind. We can see all the twigs and debris that's been left over. What is that? An awful mess. Just an awful mess. Oh, who's going to clean that up? You know, I don't really give a fuck. You know, I'm not one of these folk that drives to work. Oh, I've got to stay in this area. I mean, it's just because of the shit that's been left behind, you can see how high the water got. Pretty impressive. You can tell I don't get out much when the rain is quite exciting. But yeah, so the road down by mine, covered in shite because of the rain. And something I never spoke about last... Well, there was two things I never spoke about last time. One of them was meant to be that a fucking monkey escaped from a nearby wildlife park. Well, I think you probably call it a zoo now, because it is the Highland Wildlife Park. And when I was a wee boy, when I was little, it was a wildlife park for animals that were obviously from the area, which isn't terribly exciting. This is Scotland, so we had, you know, there was like, well, there's red deer in there, and it's grouse. But they also kept animals that you would have got here at one point. And if you know your history, such as like Romans and Scotland, all that kind of shit, we used to have bears and wolves and bison and all these European fantastical things that we got rid of. Boars. We're the boars. Yeah, so the wildlife park, I mean, they've still got the wolves now, but when I was very little, there used to be a bear kept in a big fucking pit. It's quite... I'm not sure my memory's changed over the... You know what I mean? Like, if your memories aren't reliable, but I remember seeing it, and it was in this big concrete... looked like a drained swimming pool. Not a happy bear. But the wildlife park in some recent years, I'm not too sure, in recent years, I think it was bought, or it's in partnership with Edinburgh Zoo. So suddenly they've got very exotic animals, animals that you wouldn't have ever found here, such as a fucking polar bear, which was there last time I went. I went with Charlotte a few years ago, I think for her birthday. Maybe just for a day out, because we're young and child-free, so we can do, well, I suppose you go with children. No, I think we just went for a day out, actually, because we just felt like it. So we went along and... Have you ever seen Jurassic Park? I have. I like Jurassic Park. I've read the books. I've seen all the films, you know. I don't want that to happen. So we went to the wildlife, but no, don't worry. They didn't, like, smash down the fences or anything like that. And, you know, the car didn't break down in the little safari. And where's the goat gone? Thump. Fucking leg on the roof. No, we went to the wildlife park, and Charlotte likes animals. Hey, why do you think she's with me? And we were walking about, and you can see polar bears, because polar bears are there. And from what I understand, polar bears are the only animals that see human actively as prey. Like, I'm not, you know, fucking, we're talking about alligators, eight people, you saying alligators? You're saying, no. But polar bears look at us as dinner. you know, apparently sharks don't mean to attack us, despite Jaws being, like, fucking Steven Spielberg, what are you on? Yeah, so sharks don't look at folks swimming about and think, right, I'm going to enjoy that person. And lions and tigers and, not polar bears, lions, tigers, jaguars, they don't actively seek out people as dinner. You know, they will try to avoid them. But polar bears, they look at you and they lick their lips. You know, ooh, I'm going to have some of that, you know. So we're at the wildlife park and we go through the safari and you can, you know, quite easy to spot. They're giant fucking white fluffy things. And I suppose Coca-Cola adverts are going to fuck this perception that they're cuddly and No. So we drive through and we're wandering about and we go and see all the animals. And then later you get to a point behind the enclosure where you can sort of still see the road that you've driven through to do the safari. And it's just a fence. Like, just a fence. It's not some massive, like, I want barbed wire, I want steel fucking masts, you know. Keep them in, keep us out, separate. No, it's just a fence. And the fucking thing, doof, 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 comes fucking lumbering over. And Charlotte's all, oh, she's so excited, like, she wants to get close. And I'm, whoa. The hell are you doing? No, I'm staying away from that thing. If that thing doesn't want that fence there, that fence isn't going to be there. They can run. I cannot. So the wildlife park, yeah, so I, you know, I wasn't like, you're not allowed to see that bear. No, it was just a bit like, holy shit, that looks quite easy to get out of. Naturally, I put myself in the bear's position. Right, if I was that bear, I'd be out of here. But I suppose they got pretty easy there, regular food and, I don't know what else they've got, like, beach balls to play with. I don't know what they play with. Tires. You know, it's quite a sad state of affairs. So what's my point here? Right, that wildlife park. And that wildlife park is beside the A9, which is a big road that goes past here near Kincraig. And fucking vroom, the road's open again. Could have done this podcast and the road was closed. That'd be a good idea. No, so this wildlife park, they've got monkeys. Japanese monkeys. Didn't know monkeys could speak, let alone speak Japanese. One of these monkeys escaped. So, you know, fuck. Chimpanzees, I know, can fuck you up. Their muscle mass is incredible. They're angry. They have working, logical minds. You know, see their eyes. They're thinking. They're enemies. I'm not saying kill them, but just stay away from them. So one of these monkeys escaped, and all of a sudden I'm like, holy shit, you know, I'm not wanting to take the wee dog out to the grass, because within the realm of possibility, guys, you know, this monkey could have jumped in the truck, could have got to Inverness. So the wildlife park had this dedicated phone line set up for, you know, please text in your sightings. We're looking for a monkey. And they're asking folk to take in their bird feeders, because the wee bastard might want to snack on some peanuts and... Well, I'll cut the long story short. They got him back. They caught him. Shot him in the face. No, maybe they did. They tranquilized, darted the little fucker. He was in someone's garden eating Yorkshire pudding, of all things. So maybe we're not too dissimilar, because maybe that's how I'd get brought down. If folk were after me. Yeah, we just left out some food and he came grazing. Yeah, so the poor little guy got caught. But for a while, guys, maybe under a week. Mass excitement. Monkey on the loose. But no, these Japanese monkeys, they don't... I think they're quite peaceful, wee guys. You know, they're very zen, very nice. I think they're the ones that would jump on your car if you went through the safari park thing. They're not the type that are like, oh, these ones are known to cannibalize their young. They're not those types of monkeys, because, I mean, Disney have really skewed perceptions on animals. If you look at most animals, they're fucked up. They're not your friends. So, to begin with, I hated the idea of a monkey being on the loose, and then I sort of quite enjoyed it. Let the guy go. Let him go. I'm all for that shit, you know, reintroduce wolves, reintroduce lynxes, maybe not bears, yeah. But then, I don't know, it's a bad idea. What the fuck do I know about this sort of thing? Just, yeah, let the wolves out. Maybe don't. Maybe there's a reason we hunted them to extinction. Yeah. Well, they're not extinct. Extinct. But they are in this country. We hunted them to the point of them no longer being here, because we live on a giant island. Does that make them extinct? Territorially extinct, if that's a thing. I don't. Anyway, so there's a monkey. No, there's not. Well, there is. He's in a cage where he belongs. No, he's back in his... fucking hell. He's back in his wildlife park. Where he gets his food 3 times a day. Where he gets beach balls to play with and tires. I don't know what they play with. So that's the guy. Yeah. What was the other thing I was going to talk about last time? Oh, yeah. So on my birthday, I might have mentioned I was working because... Oh, the world's smallest violin plays just for me. Yeah, poor me. And Charlotte was farting about the flat trying to, you know, obviously trying to make sure I had a nice birthday before I left. And I was in the shower, as I do before I go to work. Got to go in clean. And I heard a clatter. So I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. No, so I shouted, Charlotte, you know, woman! No, I shouted her through and, you know, the hell was that? What are you talking about? Like,
what was that?
What did you just knock over in the kitchen or whatever that noise was? Like, there was a loud bang.
I didn't hear anything.
Oh. You calling me a liar? No. So, again, I won't bore you with the details. So she, I won't bore you with the details, it's a fucking podcast. Essentially, oh, this is relevant. So I mentioned my flat's on a little tiny little hill. The house in the haunted hill. No, one of the cars in the car park, they hadn't put their handbrake on, apparently, and it had rolled back and crashed into a fence. So, and Charlotte saw that when she was out walking the dog. She came back, a great examine. Oh my God, because there was someone, you know, self-appointed, high-vis jacket, directing traffic. Godspeed, sir. You direct that traffic. He had his little work van with his little orange light. I don't think he worked for the council. I think the guy just saw his fucking opportunity and he went for it. But that was that. And the car, we've seen it since, has been spotted in the car park. It's got its arse all taped up. So there was some damage done, unfortunately. But I mean, like, I remember at the time thinking, how shit would that be to be killed by an unmanned car? Obviously being killed by a car is poor form, but not ideal. You don't want that. But the idea of a car trundling slowly towards you. Bam. You look up, there's no one in the driver's seat. It's like fucking Brum's gone mad and just taken you out. Sentient cars. No, you know. I mean, we were out walking the dog earlier. I mentioned that and I saw the shit. And a guy walked past on his phone. Not talking on his phone. He had his phone held sort of, I don't know, like nipple level. But his chin was basically probably touching the bottom of his neck. I mean, he didn't see we were there. Kids don't look up. You can easily be taken out by a car moving 2 miles. Crunch. Yeah. Charlotte got her car. She got her car serviced today. So, both of us are on this thing, you know, you pay every month. You don't own the car, you pay it. And then they, you know, no, you shouldn't be on that. Yeah, well, tough. We're both in it now and we're stuck. They've got us. These things, you pay a monthly fee and you get to basically, you rent a car. But you also pay for the road tax and the fucking insurance. And then you go in for a service every now and again where they look over it and it all gets kept hunky-dory. And then they offer you a complimentary clean. And you're like, well, the amount I fucking pay, yes. Please, that's okay. Thank you very much. So she asked me if I would mind picking her up from the garage because we don't live beside the garage. So she had to drive there, drop the car off, and then, you know, here I come to save the day. Pick her up. That's all well and good. So this garage that she goes to, it's down by the industrial estate. And there's a road, fairly enough. There's a road that goes past it because you have to get there. That's where the cars go once they're sold. But the road that goes past it, there's sometimes, occasionally traffic lights there. And today there was not because you come out of the garage onto the road. So you can go left or right. If you go left, because you're in the UK, you immediately join the flow of traffic. But if you're going right, you have to cross the lane, you know, cars going left, and join that one. But to make things more complicated and difficult, there is also another junction just slightly ahead and to the right. It's not a complete crossroads. It's just when they built the garage there, they obviously just slapped it there and opened up a gap in front because it's not very well planned out. And I picked Charlotte up and we're in the car and waiting ages to go right. You know, Charlotte, we're clear left. Yeah. Okay, well, we're not clear right. I'll keep looking right. Looking right. Clear left?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. You can go now. No, I can't. Sorry, there's still cars coming from the right, but thank you. And eventually, a window, a lovely space opened up. Okay, I can go now. There's nothing coming right, nothing coming left. So I pulled out into the main road. Now, some other guy, doing the same thing as me, across the road, he also did the same thing. But I was there first, and I was waiting longer, and I was already out when he started to pull out. So he pulled out, and I'm like, he's going to crash into me. And he kept moving and moving, and he wasn't... I mean, driving... Once you know what you're doing, it's quite straightforward. Keep your eyes fucking forward. He kept looking to the left. So I, for the first time in all my years of driving, had to use my horn in earnest. And instead of just holding it down, you know, instead of, you know, I'm broken, I sort of just hammered at it like I was beating a drum. And he saw what was happening. We were going to crash in the road because I'd stopped completely and he was still moving, but he had his head firmly fixed, looking at his left window. Once he realised what was going on, his face, like a cartoon, big donut mouth, he swerved quite dramatically. I mean, he hadn't built up a speed, but he was moving. If he'd put his brakes on, by the time he stopped, he would have crashed into me, because I wasn't moving at this point. So he, you know, big gasp, swerved to the left, the big dramatic swing out. Fair play to the guy. He didn't look, you know, like some folk would look at you like, this is your fault, somehow. He looked apologetic, so I gave him a smile and a wave and really played it off. And I'm not sure if Charlotte's going to listen to this, but my legs were shaking for about an hour afterwards, probably adrenaline. I honestly thought we were going to crash right then and there on that little... It wouldn't have been like a massive smash, but I don't know if it's true. Apparently, if your airbags go off, that's the car written off completely. It would have put a dampener on the year. Now, you know, that's the sort of shit that ruins your day. Nobody got hurt, all avoided, all good. And then when we went back later to pick her car up, we just both went left when we left. Yeah, so we just went straight into the traffic, went up to the end of round a roundabout and came back again. No crossing right. Funnily enough, when we left, we could have quite easily gone right as there was no traffic about. But why risk it? Went up and around the roundabout and all was good. Narrowly came... I don't know, very, very, very close to a crash. And I've not ever been in a proper crash. There was a time last year, close as Charlotte's been to a crash, and it was my fault. I didn't fall asleep, I promise. I was driving along. I had finished night shift that morning and had a nap. But I just completely forgot what lane I was in, which, hey man, that's dangerous. Yeah, it is. I'd come off a roundabout and rubbernecking, an accident, and I was like, shit, what lane am I in? Because it was a dual carriageway, so I just pulled over to the, well, swerved over to the right, and forced some guy up, not onto a pavement, he just hit a curb, and he, I think Charlotte was going to kick my ass, but I just put my window down, and he, you know, gave me the open-palmed, what are you doing? I put the window down, he put his window down, you know, had to go up the curb. Yeah, that was entirely my fault, I do sincerely apologise. And that diffused it. You know, that's the closest Charlotte's been to a crash. When I was 18 or 19, it's the classic story. I was in a Corsa, of course I was, and driving, it was actually my mother that was driving, so you can't even blame the young guy, but yeah, driving along, and hit oil, hit grease, hit water, didn't hit a kid, luckily, just hit something slippy on the road, swerved to, well, I think is it Fishtail? You know where mum tried to correct it as it happened. She went around a corner and then fucking arse end of the car went one way and then it went the other and then it went the other and then by the time we got to the next corner she couldn't fix it. It just kept fishtailing. So we hit the verge, just hit the edge of the road. The back of the car came up very dramatically. It went into slow motion. And we just flipped, landed on the roof. And, I'm quite a bit taller than my mum, so I was sort of on the roof, like all squashed, like, fuck! You know, my neck all, not all twisted up, wasn't like I was broken, but my wee mum, she was just hanging there by her seatbelt, but I was all... Must have looked like a right twat. Yeah. That was fun, though. Got to phone the fire brigade and explain why we were stuck in the car, and the lady asked where we were, and I, well, It's called the Davemur. We're in the middle of fucking nowhere. Yeah. I didn't say that to her. I respect people on the phone. But she, if you're from the area, there's a stone. And my whole life, and probably my dad's whole life, and probably my granddad's whole life, it's always been painted, and it says on it, Jesus saves. You know, painted white and big black letters. I don't know. It's usually a black letter. It says, Jesus saves. We were just at the corner before that stone. And the lady on the phone says, where are you? Oh, we're on the Dava. We're by the Jesus Save Stone. The where? But of course, I didn't know at the time that these calls are done nationally. So this is probably some lady sitting in Dundee. Why would she know where the Jesus Save Stone is? So to say, oh, we've left Grantown and we're on the Dava. And she goes, how many miles from Forest are you? I'm not a fucking map. I don't know, 20, 30? Forest? That's miles. Yeah. And then somebody stopped, because I obviously saw a car on the roof, and we just heard them coming, and, well, they're probably planning on stripping it for parts. I remember the lady, oh my god, I think there's someone in there, and I stuck my hand out the tiny wee gap in the door, hello, please help, and they let us out, so we got to stand there and wave at the fire brigade as they came to rescue us. Mm-hmm. I can laugh now, but I suppose it must have been pretty scary at the time. Yeah. That's one way to get rid of a Corsa, I tell you. Bam, on the roof. Mm-hmm. And then I got another wee Corsa after that, because I was only a boy. 2002 Corsa. Fucking hell. Yeah, that's not good. Let's not get morose over age again. So the Charlotte's car got the complimentary clean today, but... I think they just cleaned the wheels because her car's so fucking filthy. And she... honestly, I think all they did was hose it down so it looked wet when she arrived. We were laughing at it. And she got cleaned. It was noticeably dirty. And, well within our rights to go. And we give it a fucking clean. You know, we're not going to do that. It was more funny. Just the... Is that the best they can do? Is that what they call clean? Good God, I didn't know what they called dirty. They're poor and must be filthy. So, it's probably dirtier than it was when it went in, yeah. Very, very, very good. Okay. So, is that everything? I think so. I think that's everything. I'm going to call it there, guys, because I think I've said everything. But no listener mail, I don't think. Let me just check my phone. What's this? Snapchat. Charlotte's out buying dinner right now. We're having chicken. So let me just get that clip. No, no mail. No mail, guys. That's everything. Yeah. Get in touch. What's up? So let me know. Has an animal ever fucking escaped from where you live? Have you ever been in a car accident? Have you ever given your car somewhere to clean and got a buck dirtier than before? Yeah. Okay, guys, so as always, thank you very much to Blackmail for the theme, theme song, and to Cora for the artwork, the logo. Very kind, both of those individuals do give their time and talents to the podcast. To get in touch, you go to the website, www.thecrackpodcast.co.uk. It's got the contact form, whatever you call it, there's a wee button on there, you send an email, and I'll read it out. Anything you want. Maybe it's your birthday as well. Happy birthday. All right, guys. So until next time, next week, you know, every week, I'm still on it. You look after yourself. You be good to each other. Keep your eyes forward when you're driving. Watch out for monkeys. Just look after yourself, all right? Don't take any shit. Speak to you next time, guys. All right, bye for now.